I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Coming up, some gay rights supporters have been very angry at California's African-American voters for supporting Proposition 8, California's ban on gay marriage. But a new study suggests a far more complicated picture. We'll talk about it in our Faith Matters segment in just a few minutes. But first, we want to talk about the legacy of President George W. Bush. The nation's 43rd president addressed the nation one last time last night. And for the most part, he followed the script of many outgoing presidents before him, expressing thanks to the country, wishing President-elect Obama well, and outlining his view of the biggest challenges ahead for his successor. But this final address, though, along with the president's other recent appearances, cannot help but be seen in light of his remarkably low approval ratings. So we wanted to talk about what is this president's legacy, especially about issues that particularly concern people of color. Joining us to talk about this are April Ryan, who is the White House correspondent for American Urban Radio Networks, and Jibby Martinez. She's a political commentator for and contributor to Politico. Thank you both so much. You're both here with me in Washington in our studio. Thank you for coming.
Great to be here.
Before we start, I want to play a short clip of the president's speech last night for those who may have missed it. Here it is.
Like all who have held this office before me, I have experienced setbacks. And there are things I would do differently if given the chance. Yet I've always acted with the best interests of our country in mind. I have followed my conscience and done what I thought was right. You may not agree with some of the tough decisions I have made, but I hope you can agree that I was willing to make the tough decisions.
April Ryan, let me start with you. You've been covering the White House since 1997.
Yes.
You started when you were in high school. I take it.
Yes.
What, your reaction briefly to the president's address last night?
Last evening, he realized what he was in front of a nation that is not happy with him. He's in front of a nation that's very upset about the economy. During his watch, this nation's economy has spiraled out of control. The White House denied the fact that we were in a recession for a year or so, and we were indeed in that recession. And then also, this president understood that his numbers were down, but he had to come in a sober way to America saying, look, I apologize, but I made the decisions that I thought were the best decisions, hard decisions for this country. They may not be the best decisions that you may think that I should have made, but I made the best decisions that I thought I could do.
Well, what was the atmosphere? Was it kind of sober, did you feel, knowing him as you do? Did he seem sad? How did he seem to you?
It was a direct contrast to the last press conference where many people felt that he was in your face. You know, yes, I made this decision, but I did what I needed to do. And he was, very animated and making many gestures and faces and things of that nature. But at the same time last night, he realized he said the same things, but in a very different tone. He was more contrite in his speech last night, his farewell speech to America, versus being in your face at the last press conference.
And Jibby, I want to turn to you. You closely follow the Latino voters, politics and policy that are of particular interest to Latino voters as well as Latino politicians. And one of the things that George W. Bush was noted for when he came in was his effort to reach out to the Latino community. And April talked about the president's very low approval ratings. In 2004, when he won his second term, Latinos supported President Bush in record numbers for a Republican. But among those who now disapprove of his performance, 60% of Latinos disapprove of the job he's doing. Could you talk a little bit about that?
Well, it's probably an area that is the most disappointing for the population because he started out the presidency with a lot of very high hopes. He promised immigration reform. He promised economic development to Mexico. Remember that his very first foreign leader to visit the White House at first state dinner was Vicente Fox of Mexico, the president of Mexico. Right after that was 9/11. Immigration had to be pushed aside. What he has said recently is that made a mistake in 2005 in pushing Social Security before immigration right after he won re-election. He should have done it differently, and he thinks he might have won. The problem with the community is that not only did he not do it, but it is now in such a state of disarray that there is actually fear in some communities, even among legal residents and citizens, Hispanics, who are worried about profiling now because there's so much anger among the white community. And so you have citizens who are angry or fearful. You have employers who don't know how they're supposed to enforce the laws. You have local governments trying to step in where the federal government has left a gap. And President Bush, in the last year, after failing on immigration, just turned his back. So it's an area of real disappointment. This is one area where he can't say, at least we tried, because that doesn't cut it.
April, speaking about areas of disappointment, in the president's final press conference earlier this week, you asked him about New Orleans and his administration's response to Hurricane Katrina. And I'm going to play just a short clip. Here it is.
You know, people said, well, the federal response was slow. Don't tell me the federal response was slow when there was 30,000 people pulled off roofs right after the storm passed. You know, I remember going to see those helicopter drivers, Coast Guard drivers, to thank them for their courageous efforts to rescue people off roofs. 30,000 people were pulled off roofs right after the storm moved through. It's a pretty quick response.
April, interesting.
Yeah.
What about his response to your question? First of all, what do you make of his response? And secondly, the substance of his answer, how do you think the rest of the country sees it?
The rest of the country, particularly the New Orleans area, the Katrina-affected areas, the Ninth Ward, they're saying, look, you know, those numbers, where did he get those numbers from? There's much controversy about the numbers. But also what was not mentioned in that answer, the issue of what happened at the Superdome, what happened at the convention center, the basic needs, food and water, at the beginning of the rescue efforts, and then to house, to shelter these persons who were victims of Hurricane Katrina. Then you also had the issue of the fact that many families have not gotten or had a long delay in getting the money, the homeowners who lost their homes, getting the federal dollars, getting the insurance dollars. And then you also have New Orleans residents, to include the actor Wendell Pierce. You also have Harry Connick and others who are saying, look, we need to have someone supervise this money, look at it. You know, the federal government needs to oversee it because they're saying that things are not happening fast enough.
So what do you make of his response to you?
He left out some of the key things. You know,
but he seemed offensive to me. I don't know if you sometimes watching it at home is different from being there, but I was interested by the level of heat.
He wanted to make the point, look, that people were rescued. And, you know, he may have been a bit animated and he was defensive. But, you know, when I asked the question point blank, look, you know, what could you have done differently? And that's what he came with. You know, he wanted to let people know we came and saved people. He may have been able to say it a little differently. And he also was very defensive about how, you know, this photo op that Scott McClellan had talked about in his book, you know, flying over New Orleans, doing a flyby.
So I think, Jibby, you wanted to add to this.
Yeah, just real quickly, because that issue, along with the economy, immigration, a whole bunch of other really important issues, are examples of how President Bush is almost in a state of denial, not just about not leading, but not knowing how to lead and when to lead, and really marshaling forces to get out there and take the lead. Sometimes if it was like the economy, look how long it took them to accept that there's a recession.
Yes.
And then get, you know, they're always reacting. And he doesn't understand, I don't think, or won't accept the fact that that's one of the failings of his presidency.
Well, each of you has talked about defining moments for the voters to whom you pay particular attention, along, of course, with other issues that have national and global concern, like Iraq and Afghanistan. But I wanted to ask you sort of on a personal level, because sometimes people have relationships with these leaders that are different from what people would think. And April, I wanted to ask you, since you've covered him for so long, you remember Kanye West famously saying, you know, George Bush doesn't care about black people.
Yeah.
And not to put you in an awkward spot, but just based on your personal knowledge of it, how do you think just looking overall at his relationships with folk of color, with professionals of color, and with his thoughts about these communities as voters, what's
Michelle,
your assessment?
Michelle, that is a very good question. You know, when this all started happening, everyone was on vacation. Some people were away at a wedding in the White House in Greece. And, you know, I was watching it. I was on vacation as well. And I was watching and waiting for the response, waiting to see what was going to happen, hearing that they were getting word. And I said, wait a minute. This is the president that I have heard talk to me about issues of race. He has opened up, you know, with many heartfelt issues about race. And I said, wait a minute, you know, what's going on? Why such the delay? And, you know, Condoleezza Rice, Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice, I spoke with her 2 days ago, and she said, look, it appalled me to hear Kanye West say, you know, President Bush doesn't like black people. And, you know, right after Hurricane Katrina happened, I was on board plane with First Lady Laura Bush, and she even said the same thing. But there was a definite contradiction in what has been said and the actions.
Jibby, final thought from you?
Well, President Bush definitely cares about the Hispanic community. As governor of Texas, he made sure that there were water development funds to some horrible rural communities that didn't have indoor sewage and plumbing. You know, I mean, he really cares about them. What confounded him is that his party didn't agree with him, and he didn't know how to bring that moral authority to the party during the immigration debate. And that's why the party lost so badly in November. They were, you know, the voters were looking at what the party was saying, not what George Bush was saying.
It seems remarkable to put both of you, and we only have a couple of seconds left, it seems in a way that both of you are saying that despite the fact that the president had these intense and compassionate feelings about both individuals and communities, he isn't able to translate
yes.
that into the impression that
exactly.
the public shares. You think that's right?
Right,
exactly.
And that's leadership failure.
Yes.
All right. April Ryan is the White House correspondent for American Urban Radio Networks. Jibby Martinez is a political commentator for and contributor to Politico. Both of them were kind enough to join us from our Washington, D.C. studios. Ladies, I thank you so much for your insights, and I do hope you'll come back.
Yes,
thank you.
Definitely. Thank you.